Benedict sings about his love, Beatrice, in William Shakespeare's classic, Much Ado Be Brothers About Nothing.
Underneath my chest hair, half an inch from here, my heart keeps beating faster every time that woman's near. Without love, where would you be now?
This mashup of Shakespeare and rock and roll is the unique and signature style of the Troubadour Theatre Company, the 13-year-old L.A. institution whose other hit productions include Twelfth Dog Night, the comedy of Aerosmith, Fleetwood Macbeth, A Midsummer Saturday Night's Fever Dream, As You Two Like It, and Hamlet, the artist formerly known as Prince of Denmark. Welcome. Thanks for subscribing or for streaming or for downloading and listening on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 106, Meet the Troubies.
The problems of today could lead them to conclude that.
The Troubies also work their deconstructive theatrical magic on such holiday classics as A Christmas Carol King, The Little Drummer Bowie, A Charlie James Brown Christmas, and this year's revival, It's a Stevie Wonderful Life.
If you feel your life too hard, just go have a talk with God.
In the midst of their preview week, I talked to the creative genii behind it all, artistic director Matt Walker and his partner in crime, Beth Kennedy.
Do the boring historical stuff. Tell me how Troubadour Theatre Company began.
The germ of it was my high school drama department, Dr. Frank Ford at Santa Monica High School, in the summer of 95, was doing a three-show rep for what he was hoping to call the Santa Monica Civic Light Opera. They had Cyrano de Bergerac, My Fair Lady, and a Taming of the Shrew on the boards, and he called to ask me if I'd direct Taming of the Shrew. So
you weren't in high school in 95,
no,
please.
No, thank you, Austin, for bringing that up. No, I was 9 years out of high school then. I had been working in L.A. as a theater actor and doing film and television and had some different connections with different disciplines. Brought a bunch of people together, some Equity Waiver folks, some people I'd been studying Second City Improv with. And we did the first show, Taming of the Shrew, at Santa Monica High School. Only had one song in it at that point. It was You're the One That I Want from Grease. But we cut the script down. A lot of physical comedy, improvisation was in that show, and kind of united us in a way that, hey, this is something fun to do that, you know, obviously we weren't getting paid for it at the time and still aren't being paid very much. But it was very liberating and free. We were all working in film and television and doing legit theater, and it was kind of hard to find something where you could really get your rocks off, as it were. So that sort of became something that we all kind of gravitated towards and had a lot of fun just sort of messing around with. And then before we knew it, we kind of stumbled on this venue wanted us in Orange County, and then the Ojai Shakespeare Festival was calling, and pretty soon we had something every year that we were committed to doing, and it kind of grew from there.
Well, and how did you find your brand in terms of we do classic text interspersed with rock and roll?
Well, I think we just hooked into that musical, the music early. I think it was Twelfth Dog Night was the first time that you decided let's play around with the title.
Yeah.
And let's actually pick an artist that everyone knows, some icon, rock, preferably, I think, we're looking at, and let's integrate it into the actual Shakespeare, and let's revolve the title around it. And then that just spawned so many different titles. We were, just for 12th Dog Night, it was like... Three Dog, 3 12. I mean, that probably had so many different versions. It finally came down to 12th Dog Night, but then we just found that, and so many people loved that, that we just stuck with one artist. Then we've done shows where we stuck with a, sort of an era of music, like Motown and One Hit Wonders. So I think we just found, and the people loved that. I mean, the titles now sort of come before, you know, the theater company. They know the titles more than Troubadour Theater Company.
Well, and you get, and once you have the title, you kind of know where you're going. I mean, the combination of things, right?
Yeah, I mean, like Beth said, we sort of started backwards. I think the first one, you know, somebody said, you know, what Shakespeare are we going to do this year? We'd done Taming of the Shrew, and then we'd done Hamlet. I went away to Ringling Brothers Clown College, and when I came back, we did Clown's Labor's Lost. So it was kind of, hey, let's have fun with the titles. And 12th Night came up, and then, well, what artists, you know, maybe could we use? 12th Dog Night. And then it was really a race to think of the most fun titles and what music would kind of resonate with audiences more. And it was really, at the beginning, just, you know, music that I listened to growing up, Kool and the Gang and Hall and Oates and the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack and that kind of stuff. But now it's really become sort of what's, you know, how kitschy can we be with it? And people submit titles via email that we've already thought of. I mean, we've pretty much come up with every title there is, but people will email us, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago. Then they'll see us do a show with that title and say, oh, I gave them that idea.
We thought of it years. Oh, we have a list. I mean, hundreds.
Both of you have extensive comic but also serious actor training. Talk a little bit about how you mesh the two.
Well, I actually, it was just so liberating when I hooked into Matt and what he was doing. I had just finished a graduate program in theater. I went to CalArts, and it was a great program, but very much about doing everything right and this vocal training and the movement and all the classics, etc., and really just acting right. And I remember the day I graduated, my mentor said, Beth, don't be, it was sort of one line of advice for me, don't be afraid to act bad. And I really needed to hear that, because when I was in school, I was playing it safe. I was just trying to fall under the radar and just do right, you know. And then, so that kind of rang true for me, and I did a show or two or three or four out of school. And then I'd met Matt doing a show at the Victory Theater in Burbank, and I just could tell immediately that he was a little bit off and crazy and physical wackiness. And so our friendship started there. And then years later, he brought me into Troubadour, and it was just, you know, the candy store that I'd been looking for. Yeah. I mean,
well, let me jump in there and say that Beth's first role in the company was in 12th Dog Night, where she played Antonio the Pirate on 3-foot-tall stilts with complete makeup transformation and shoulder pads and hockey pads, and was completely transformed into this other person.
Antonio Mussolini Lamborghini Pavarotti Alberghetti Buttafuoco Jones.
But had you had stilt training? Or did
No, you got it for the show? Matt said, I think you should play a man. And then he said, why don't you do it on stilts so we can really go for the grandeur? I was like, okay, one tiny problem. I have no idea how to walk on stilts. But for 2 weeks, and we were performing outside at Santa Monica High School, and they have that outdoor amphitheater, they have those concrete bleachers, and I would walk up and down the bleachers on stilts. Because I felt like if I could do that, I was just completely advanced. And, you know, because we were going to be on grass and going up and down, and I wanted to make sure that I could do anything and not get hurt. And now I feel they're like my legs, just an extension of my legs.
And buns of steel.
Hello. Hello on the buns. Thanks for noticing.
Together alive. And I will read together in perfect harmony, side by side on my piano keyboard on our why don't we?
Now, when were you at Clown College?
97, Ringling Brothers. It was the last class that they ever had for Clown College. They were spending $1 million a year, and all their best clowns were taking jobs with the Cirque du Soleil or elsewhere. It's great training. I mean, just, you know, fail good-naturedly, fail big, crash and burn, all that stuff. With, you know, that's what they teach you there.
When in doubt, fail big. What's what you said about acting bad? not being afraid to act yeah. bad. I'm loving your mandate here and your mission statement. The Troubadour Theatre Company is a company of performers, musicians, and writers dedicated to the revitalization and deconstruction of theater as we know it, which sounds like the Vietnamization of theater. We must destroy it in order to save it. You guys are so loose and so quote-unquote bad. I mean, things go wrong in your shows that you absolutely celebrate, which audiences love. Is that, was that a mission going in, or did you just discover the glory of the mistake?
Well, I think it was probably a great discovery, and it was a great out, too. I mean, Matt always says, call it like it is, and as you saw at the show last night, we had a, you know, the bells thing, going crazy with those bells, and those mistakes now, like you said, we learned to embrace them, but yeah, they started as just normal mistakes that in straight plays, you have to just go through them and pretend they didn't happen, and it's so obvious they did in live theater.
We discovered that pretty early. One of our company members, Mike Soprizio, had seen a show where they had a referee that would come out as a bit and make fun of somebody who had just done something. And so we thought, well, that's an interesting idea. What if we have a penalty flag that we carry around so that... And this was in the days where our tech was really low-key and ghetto, as it were. Yeah. And so we sort of had to come up with a way to cover for the things that we knew were going to go wrong.
Right.
So we started the foul flag and the whistle and being able to stop and like Beth said, call it like it is.
I'm Jennifer Lee Carroll. I'm the author of Interred with Their Bones, and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? This week you can see the show that started it all for the Reduced Shakespeare Company, the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged, revised, at the Arched Center for the Performing Arts in Miami, Florida. And our 91-city tour of the Bible, the complete Word of God abridged, will continue in the UK in January 2009. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com for more information about specific venues and dates. And now back to Matt Walker and Beth Kennedy of the Troubadour Theatre Company, who were explaining to me the method to their madness.
So once you get the idea for the title, or however the idea comes, how do you write the script? Is it a group thing, organization?
Normally the way we work is I will distill whatever the source material is down to what I think is a workable text, infuse the songs where I think they would go to help the story, and then we bring that to the actors, and through collaboration of rehearsal, everybody kind of brings what they can to it. Beth is one of the stalwarts of the company in writing and creating material, not only for her, but for other people in the show as well. And we've sort of developed along the years as writers, in addition to being actors and improvisers too. So we're all really comfortable kind of dogpiling on a script and making it full.
Well, and not only are you deconstructing, condensing the text, you're rewriting the song lyrics of the music that you're using. So, I mean, there's a lot of writing going on. And do people come say, oh, dude, you got to put in this song, you forgot this song?
Yeah, that happens a lot. We have to rewrite the lyrics so that legally we are under the radar in terms of our parody laws and the First Amendment, which allows us to use the music without licensing it.
Right.
But yeah, people all the time will say, how could you do David Bowie and leave out such and such a song? And, you know, that kind of thing. And that's tough, you know, especially when there's shows like Alice in One Hit Wonderland, when there's hundreds of songs to choose from. How do you sort of distill it down to the good ones?
But the shows are filled not only with good actors, but they're also improvising when mistakes happen. They are singing, because you've got a hot band. Your music is so much better than it needs to be for what it is. I mean, it's just a kick-ass band. And the music and the harmonies and the dancing and all of that, how do you find the people to become members of the Troubies? It seems like they've got to have, like, 18 different skill sets.
It's really, I would just say, you know, a lot of different disciplines kind of meeting and combining. There's actors and there's writers and there's musicians and there's improvisers, and we're all kind of trading from each other.
Yeah,
you say?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I came in more as an actor slash, you know, comedian type, and I think that we all raise the bar for each other.
So there's the acting, but then it's a musical, and then there's the dancing, and then there's the technical elements. You guys were on those bungee cords or whatever you call them. Then the Baileys, they don't move into that old abandoned house. They move into the old abandoned technical booth in the theater. And so when they go up there, that's all on camera. So then you have two cameras shooting, but then you've got a switcher. cutting from one camera to the next, and it's projected for the audience to see, so we don't know whether to look at the screen or the booth, and we're looking at both. It's a lot of technical stuff to master. Who's in charge, and how come you don't have a heart attack or start killing people?
Good question, Austin. We're still trying to figure out who's in charge. We're really,
definitely in charge of that.
I mean, you know, you get good people together and you empower them to do what they do well, and you hope that it kind of all works out okay. I remember when we mounted the show 5 years ago, we really just wanted to throw the kitchen sink at it, and we thought, how much can we do? We have all these kind of different people that we work with that have different specialties. Well, let's let them do what they do. And at that time, we had a video specialist that we'd worked with that was a brother of one of the friends in the cast. And we kind of started talking about how to do the booth and what, you know, what it would be. And for us, it's really a way to challenge ourselves and see if we can keep kind of, you know, reinventing and doing different things.
Right. That you guys can tour the country or the world and show everybody who's listening to this, you know, what the Troubadour Theatre Company does? Or is it too cost prohibitive because there's so many of you?
My bags are packed.
Yeah, I mean, we're all ready to go. I definitely think there's a way to do it. We just have to find the right team, but because we all have the will and the readiness to do it. And there's no question that the masses are ready to see this and totally just eat it up.
When will you revive other shows? Because we've been out of town on the road. We missed Hamlet, the artist formerly known as the Prince of Denmark. We missed Othello. When are you going to do a greatest hit?
Well, we hope that someone with deep pockets will come along with a great big theater somewhere, maybe New York, and we'll be able to do a rep season, and we'll be able to bring back a lot of old shows that really complement each other and show the diversity of its people and of the group as a whole. You know, and we are sort of a regurgitation of the art that we all see and enjoy.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to pat you on the back because you're interviewing us right now, but I remember seeing the Reduced Shakespeare Company at the Smothers Theater in Pepperdine and being affected by the way you broke the fourth wall, the way you dealt with the audience, the Shakespeare, which I had always appreciated and studied as a young man, being sort of bent up, turned on its ear, and made accessible for audiences who might not otherwise think they would enjoy Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So that with the, you know, combined with the elements of Cirque du Soleil and circus elements and things that we all see that we respond to, that's kind of the way our company has been born. I mean, what's the most entertaining things that we enjoy, and how can we sort of give that back to people?
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. If you want to find out more information about the Troubadour Theatre Company, go to their newly redesigned website, truby.com. And if you have a Shakespeare company that's hip and cool and fun and interesting, or even just royal, we'd love to hear about it. Send any and all feedback to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com, or leave us a message on our MySpace page at myspace.com/reducedshakespeare. You can also find us at facebook.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, vocal director Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand, and also this week by the Troubies. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Athena Scalise. No reason, it is just random. Special thanks to Jennifer Lee Carroll, author of Interred with Their Bones, or, as it's known outside America, The Shakespeare Secret. And thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 106/318 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I mean, recently we were featured as an answer on Jeopardy, and
we made it, Austin. We're an answer on Jeopardy now.
We're done.
Would it really blow your minds to know that Reduced Shakespeare was a category on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you just one-upped us there. Maybe one day we'll be a whole category. Wouldn't that be great? That's congratulations.
This podcast is a production of the Reduce Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reduceshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.